This morning we are going to read from the Message translation this morning from John's Gospel, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 18. And early in the morning on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and she saw that the stone was moved away from the entrance. She ran at once to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. Breathlessly panting, she said, "They have taken the master from the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." Now Peter and the other disciple left immediately for the tomb, and they ran neck and neck. The other disciple got to the tomb first, outrunning Peter. And stooping down to look in, he saw the pieces of linen cloth lying there, but he did not go in. Now Simon Peter arrived after him, entered the tomb, and observed the linen cloth lying there, and the kerchief that was used to cover his head not lying with the linen cloths, but separate, neatly folded by itself. Then the other disciple and the one who had gotten there first went into the tomb. They took one look at the evidence and they believed. No one had yet to see and believe from the scriptures that he had to rise from the dead. So the disciples went back to where they had been. But Mary stood beside the tomb, weeping. And as she wept, she knelt and she looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels sitting there, dressed in white, one at the head and the other at the foot, where Jesus' body had once lain. And they said unto her, "Woman, why do you weep?" "And they took my master," she said, "and I do not know where they have put him." And after she had said this, she turned away and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not recognize him. Now Jesus spoke to her, "Woman, why do you weep? Who are you looking for?" Now she, thinking that he was the gardener, said unto him, "Mister, if you have taken him, please let me know where he is at, so I can go and care for him." And Jesus said, "Mary." And when he said, "Mary," turning to face him, she said in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And Jesus said unto her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. Go," he said, "and tell my brothers, and tell them that I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and my God and your God." So Mary Magdalene went, telling the news to the disciples, "I saw the Master." And she told them that day everything that Jesus had said to her. This is the word of God this day for us, his children.
Thanks be to God.
This morning,